Most winemakers use very sophisticated technology, but they don't like to talk about it. That might tarnish the industry's cherished public image as the custodian of a natural and mysterious process. But now a wine retailer is putting high-tech up front as a way to sell wine in San Francisco. NPR's John McChesney visited Vino Venue, a fully automated wine bar.
Located in the heart of the city, Vino Venue sports a colorful modern decor where redwood cabinets set off the stainless steel wine racks lining the walls and carousels scattered about the floor. At the cash register, James Frisbee is selling a purple smart card to Jerry Canal.
20 and 20, get you a couple glasses. So the Rhone wines are just here at Station 1. And, whites are just on the other side of the wall. We have the luxury wines are in the corner.
Jerry Canal eagerly casts his eye over the 100 or so bottles of wine available for tasting here.
This is amazing. We love wines, and it's like a kid in a candy shop here.
Canal can take his smart card over to one of the carousels, stick it in a slot, and punch a button for an ounce of the wine he chooses. Vino Venue is the brainchild of Mary Lynn Slattery and Nancy Rowland, refugees for marketing and investing jobs.
Nancy and I were on vacation in Europe, and we came across this concept. And we were looking to do something new and saw it and said, oh my God, this would be great in the U.S.
This technology didn't migrate up from Silicon Valley south of San Francisco, as you might expect. Rowland and Slattery found it in the old world, Italy to be exact. A traditional wine bar will usually pour at most a couple of dozen varieties of wine instead of the 100 or so found here. Nancy Rowland explains how Vino Venue does it.
It is very difficult for another retail establishment to open that many wines without having them going to go bad. We are, all of our wines are argon-infused, which is an inert gas, which is odorless, colorless, and tasteless, and it allows us to keep the wines at the same levels when they were just opened.
The automated system will also signal the central computer system when a bottle is empty, and the smart card stores data on what you've tasted, so if you forget the name of a wine you liked, the store can look it up. Slattery takes me over to the Pinot Noir carousel for a demonstration.
The good thing about sort of the Pinot station is that you can taste and compare Pinots from different regions. So say, for instance, you wanted to try the Campio from Russian River Valley. You might want to try that compared to the Estrelina from California that comes from Anderson Valley. And then you may want to try, you know, compare that to the Spy Valley that comes from New Zealand.
There were 40 or 50 customers in Vino Venue when we were there, and we expected to find some who were put off by the intrusion of technology into the sacred world of wine. We didn't. Martin Wan, visiting from Connecticut, is representative of the crowd's enthusiasm.
Great idea to be able to try these wines in small pours for the tasting before you buy. I think they've got a winner.
Connie George, who's been here several times, loves to compare wines from different countries.
And how much money do you have on your card?
Ooh.
Oh, almost $40.
I better get going here.
Of course, 40 bucks won't take you very far if you get drawn into the Velvet Room, where one of the wines costs $28 for the ounce. On the other hand, it may be the only shot you have at finding out what a $200 bottle of wine tastes like. A few customers here said they would like to have more information than the brief descriptions on the cards above each bottle. Not far from here, Peter Granoff, one of the Bay Area's foremost wine authorities, offers that kind of advice to customers at his more traditional Ferry Plaza wine bar. But he welcomes this new effort.
Its downside is that there isn't a lot of help at the retail shelf. And that's probably the missing piece for me. I think there's a real place for what they're doing, and I think there's a potentially very interested audience. But our business is much more hands-on, much more interactive with our customers.
But Granoff says this technology is ripe for franchising into areas of the country where wine expertise is not as plentiful as it is in the San Francisco area. And Slattery and Rowland couldn't agree more. They're already exploring ways to branch out. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.